Welcome back to Sports Out the Wazoo. Brandon Dixon, Chris Kroger, Justin Kazefis, plenty of other people in the studio as well. As always, Sports Out the Wazoo, sponsored by Capone's, located off of 454 West King Street. 265-1886 is the number for Capone's. And right now, we're going to get into the NBA segment of our show.
My favorite time.
And you know what? It is our favorite time because not only is the basketball season tipped off, but it's also our favorite time because, you know what, the Bobcats are making deals. They're wheeling and dealing, and today they happen to make a big trade.
Oh, yeah.
It was more of a salary dump trade for the other team involved, but they trade to the Warriors. They trade Rajah Bell and Vladimir Radmanovic for A.C. Law and Steven Jackson. I think that was the big haul, getting Steven Jackson. Obviously,
I think A.C. Law could prove to be a steal. I'm a big fan of A.C. Law.
I loved him at A&M, and I think he still has time to put it together, especially as a point guard. You know what?
He's been on teams.
Depth is definitely a concern for the Bobcats right now because of different trades and stuff like that and different people not showing up. Flip Murray, for instance, and then also the starting lineup not producing points. But I think A.C. Law and then Steven Jackson infuse that with two better scorers on this team.
A.C. Law, he's only averaging 6 points a game, but that's better than he has for his career the past two years.
And you know what? That's in limited time, too.
Yeah. My thing with A.C. Law, the reason I think he could be a diamond in the rough, he came into the – first of all, he was the seventh overall pick in the 2007 draft in the first round by the Atlanta Hawks. They obviously thought they saw something in the kid. He was stuck behind Mike Bibby. He was stuck behind a lot of great guards in Atlanta. He then goes to Golden State where he's traded in the offseason. Who's he sitting behind? Steph Curry and Monte Ellis. Obviously, you're not going to see playing time in front of those guys. So I think he's a guy, once given the opportunity, is going to be good. Obviously, as you said, the real jewel of this trade is Steven Jackson. And he's had some issues down in Golden State. Obviously, Coach Don Nelson, he can be a little bit of a strict person, to say the least. I mean, that's putting it nicely. And apparently him and Steven Jackson have had a falling out period. And Don Nelson is much like Larry Brown, where once you get on his bad side, there's no getting back. And so Steven Jackson had basically demanded a trade. It was rumored.
Well, Don Nelson runs through players left and right. He runs himself out of organizations.
Exactly. And Steven Jackson was demanding a trade. There was rumors the past couple of weeks that the Bobcats were interested. The name being tossed around, though, was Boris Diaw. A Boris Diaw for Steven Jackson trade. To me, that's not a good swap. You lose your best, one of your best players, and then you bring in a score, but now you have no depth at the power forward position. So I think that would have been a bad idea. They held off on that. But just as early as this past weekend, there was rumors that Steven Jackson wanted to go to either one of the three Texas teams, or he wanted to go down to Cleveland and play with Shaq and Kobe. It must be nice to dream. But he ends up falling in Charlotte, as you said. Trade Radmanovic and Rajah
really,
Bell.
Chris, this is not only a trade that looks good on paper; it also looks good in theory, with the fact that. That you have two better players coming in exchange. No offense to Rajah Bell. He's 33, like you said, kind of ending the decline of his career.
I would take Rajah Bell over A.C. Law, so I think you get one better player.
Yeah, but if you take Rajah Bell shooting 43% on the year, obviously he's doing better than what we kind of expect, especially with the wrist injury. He could possibly not work out
for the
Warriors. Then you got Radmanovic, who's shooting 33% for the Bobcats. One of the main concerns.
He hasn't really sniffed the floor.
Yeah, the other thing is that he's not really come through on the bench. He's one of those players that's just playing lackluster right now. And then you get A.C. Law in return, 6 points, 64% shooting, and then Steven Jackson and the fact that he's only averaging 16.6 points per game, but either way,
I believe he averaged fifth in the league last year in total scoring per game, right at 20 points
a game. Yeah, the kid can average 20-plus on any given night. He's kind of like almost like a combined player of Jason Richardson and Gerald Wallace. He's like a poor man's Jason Richardson and maybe a rich man's Gerald Wallace, just a little bit better. He has that three-point game. He's not bad at free throws. He's a pretty good shooter. He's a pesky defender. He's not a great defender. Definitely probably going to have trouble at the shooting guard position where he's going to be playing on defense, but he can make those steals, and he's a flashy guy that has speed, and really he's very durable. He averages 40 minutes a game, so this is a guy that can stay on the floor for nearly the whole game. You don't have to dip into that bench where it's been playing weak as of late.
Steven Jackson's thing is he's nitty-gritty. He's not overly flashy. He shoots well. He can score well. The thing is with him, he doesn't shoot at a high clip. So he might drop 30 points on you one night, but it'll be on 40 shot attempts. And that's not what you like to see a lot of times. And Larry Brown is a guy who preaches great shot attempts. So I do think there is a little bit of a feeling out period there with Steven Jackson. Don't expect him to come in and drop 25 a night. That's not going to happen. But I would take the swap of Radmanovic and Bell for A.C. Law and Steven Jackson any day of the week. And really, Steven Jackson's contract, compared to some of the ones that the Bobcats have taken on in recent years, it's not that exorbitant. So you get him at a decent rate. The question is, does this move put him in the playoffs? We were talking at the beginning of the year, just a few weeks ago, Brandon, that team in its current state, as I said it, was definitely not good enough to make the playoffs, and that proved to be true. I told you their offense was bad. It was worse than the league, even worse than last year. They're averaging just at 85 points per game this year.
They've been struggling.
It's awful.
And that's why I think that Steven Jackson, even though he's not going to help the field goal percentage, he's going to help in adding points, and that's what they need, because right now they have a lot of guys that suck at shooting right now, and they're not scoring on top of that, and that's really the big deal, is that that bench that kind of looked like it might have some depth is really not producing. Radmanovic was one of them. Flip Murray was another one. Augustine's been kind of in and out.
Augustine's been one of the best performers offensively.
Raymond Felton's been awful in the starting lineup. Gerald Wallace
has definitely contributed,
but he still has his issues sometimes. Boris Diaw's been
the problem with the Bobcats is the starting five is great, and Raymond Felton, he's been inconsistent.
And you know what? They still have time to. I mean, they still need to mesh. You got to figure this is a team that now is going through another person being infused in that starting lineup, and so now you got another personality to kind of cater to.
To play devil's advocate, my problem is you can't keep doing this. You can't keep plugging guys in and say, oh, we'll learn on the go. Eventually, you got to go with what you have. And I think the Bobcats, the product they had last time, definitely wasn't good enough. I told you they weren't going to make the playoffs with that roster. That definitely would have. I think you could have. Everybody could have seen into the future that wasn't going to happen. With this trade, are they good enough to make the playoffs now? I say if they do, they don't get anything higher than the eighth. I still put them as the ninth or tenth best team in the East. They're 12th right now in the East at 3-6. They've lost three in a row. Their defense is stifling. Their offense, non-existent. And I'm not so sure that Steven Jackson is going to come in and just infuse that overnight, give them 10 or 15 more points a game.
Now, I mean, I think he's going to obviously average more than Rajah Bell is. And you know what? He's a more potent scorer. But he's going to have his time. He's going to have an adjustment period, but either way, I look for Raymond Felton's got to be able to turn around because he's been playing awful. He has been playing better as of the last two, three games, really, and so look for improvements for
him. The problem with Raymond Felton's game is he can get guys involved. He's good on the turnover margin.
He can't score.
He's one of the worst shooting point guards you will see in the NBA.
And he's perpetually slow in the first half and always kind of picks it back up in the second half for whatever reason. He's always like that. So look for him to pick up his game. I look for Tyson Chandler to pick up his game. Boris Diaw is obviously going to contribute. I think Gerald Wallace can do a little bit better job, and then once you put Steven Jackson, you put AC Law in there, you add in a DJ Augustine, who knows, maybe somebody else on the bench can kind of turn around Flip Murray or somebody like that, then I think they put themselves in the playoff contention as the eighth seed. I don't see anything higher.
They don't get in. I'll say that right now. They don't get in. I'm still sold. This team has not proven to me, even when you mix in a guy like Steven Jackson as a whole, as a unit, I don't like their depth.
I don't like
the dynamic scoring. I don't think they get in.
Here's my thing. Barring any other trade, you are going to stick that they don't get in.
Yeah. If they make another trade, okay, I'll give you that. But they're not. It's like I said at the beginning of the year.
All right, but here's the deal. If you go for a team and you say, all right, here's my predictions, you can't say later on, well, I didn't see this trade happening. That's why.
Exactly.
I'm saying stick with it.
If they don't make a trade, this team's not getting in.
No, I'm saying what if they do make a trade?
Then they could, but you can't foresee this sort of stuff.
No, but I'm saying if we
– I'm not playing fortune teller. This roster's not making the playoffs. It's that simple.
However it shakes out, you're saying they don't make it.
Once again, I'm not playing fortune teller. How do I know if they make trades or not?
I'm just saying, either way, whether they make trades or they don't make trades.
That doesn't make sense.
They have injuries, you're saying they don't make it.
If they make trades, sure they get in, but how am I to know if they make a trade or not?
How does it not make sense? I'm just saying, either way, whatever happens.
Because what you're saying is dependent upon moves they might or might not make. If they don't make any moves, they're not getting in. If they do, they get in. It's that simple.
Let's fast forward to the end of April. Do they make it? Into the playoffs.
You're saying if they do or not.
No, I'm just saying you're making a prediction. You said that they're not going to make it.
You're asking me to make a prediction that's based upon a move they might or might not make.
I'm just saying stick with it. I'm saying at the end of April, they'll be in the playoffs.
They don't get in with this team. That simple. This team, in its current form, get in.
You waffle on too much stuff.
How is that waffling? How am I supposed to predict how the team might look in April? That's ridiculous.
No, I'm not saying you have to predict. I'm just saying whether or not you got to stick by your opinions, okay?
My opinion is if they don't make any more trades, they're not getting in. Simple.
It can't be contingent on something, though.
You said the opposite. You said if this team makes trades, they get in the playoffs. That's what you said a month ago. How is that different?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I think they make the playoffs because they're going to make trades. Larry Brown does it. That's just his motto.
You can't know that sort of thing, though. How do you? You're asking me to be a fortune teller. I can't do that.
I must be a prophet because I was pretty prophetic in saying that they were going to make trades, and here they did.
That's ridiculous. That's if I said, all right, well, if the Cavs traded for Kobe Bryant, they make the playoffs and they win the championship. There's no way to know that sort of thing.
I'm just saying, all I want to hear is that.
I'm done.
I don't want to hear you waffle on it and say, well, I didn't know they were going to make this trade, so I'm going to change my mind.
I'm not changing my mind. I don't expect them to make any more trades. I don't, so they don't make the playoffs.
That's all I wanted to hear. I don't make my predictions on contingencies.
You said if they make trades, they get into the playoffs.
I know, but I said either way, at the end of April. That's what I'm saying. At the end of April, I think they're in
the playoffs. I'm not playing fortune teller. All I'm saying is this team in its current form is not making the playoffs.
I'm trying to get an honest prediction. Either way.
This is honest. I don't think they have the ammunition to make any more trades. You can't keep trading two for one left and right. They don't have any ammunition.
Or free agents. Or picking up free agents.
Who's a free agent at this point?
Allen Iverson, which is a perfect transition.
He's not signing with the Bobcats.
He was cut by the Grizzlies today. So he's gonna forego a lot of that $3 million left on his salary. But either way, he is a free agent. That's a big guy.
He's not signing with the Bobcats. They don't have the money, and they don't have the space for him on the team to play him.
I could go either way on that one, because he's looking for a starting job, I think. But how many teams are
going to push Raymond Felton to the bench to play him?
I almost do. I think, once again,
yes or no? Do you do it? Quit waffling. Yes or no?
I think they do.
You think that they push Raymond Felton to the bench and sign Allen Iverson?
If they sign Allen Iverson, yes, then they push him to the bench.
You see, now here you are waffling.
No, what do you mean? I said if they sign Allen Iverson, then they
do
push
they
Raymond
sign
Felton.
Allen Iverson is the question. Yes or no?
I don't know. I can't predict things.
Okay.
All right?
You see where my frustration is coming from. You can't have this contingency.
You're telling me to predict whether or not they sign a free agent. You're not telling me, hey, predict how the standings will be in the Eastern Conference. That's something else.
You were saying for me to take trades that might happen into account. How am I to know if a trade might happen or not?
No, I'm just saying if you say, all right, I predict the Panthers are going to win the Super Bowl this year, then don't say, okay, well, when they're 1-14 at the end of the season, be like, well, I didn't know they were going to lose Jonathan Stewart. I changed my mind. They're not going to make the Super Bowl.
The Bobcats aren't making the playoffs. They're not signing Allen Iverson. You can quit dreaming. That's not going to happen.
It almost happened the offseason, but we'll see. I mean, he's got to be led by God, apparently, because he was led to Memphis by God, but
I need a voice.
Divine intervention wasn't good enough.
I need a voice of reason. Kazepas, jump in here. Am I crazy on here? Are the Bobcats making the playoffs?
Man, I wish. That'd be awesome.
Yes or no?
But no, I don't think they're going to make
it. Are they signing Allen Iverson? People need to quit dreaming.
That'd be awesome, too.
It would be awesome.
I mean, that would be awesome.
It'd be awesome if I win the lottery tomorrow night, but it's not happening. That's reality.
I mean, it's at least somewhat realistic, but I think that's a fantasy tale.
Bobcats are not the destination of a future Hall of Famer. Can I tell you that?
Yeah, but neither were the Grizzlies.
But he had no other choice. That's why he signed there.
Exactly. I mean, he might not have
any
other
choice. The Bobcats don't want him either. That's the problem. I can guarantee you that. Larry Brown does not want that headache involved with that roster, especially in a smart town like Charlotte.
He does average 12 points a game, though, so you got to give it to him.
Hey, let's quit this madness. Checklist time. Let's go. Checklist.
Snuck up on me today. Jeez.
Got to be on your toes, buddy.
Gosh, in 1957, Notre Dame beat Oklahoma 7-0, which ended the Sooners' 47-game winning streak.
That's incredible.
Boomer Sooner.
Yeah, right. In 1958, Bill Russell set the NBA record when he got 32 rebounds in the first half alone of a game.
He also holds the record for most rebounds in games.
I grabbed 66 boards one time in an intramural game. Don't know if you believe that or not.
Is there an intramural game on PlayStation? Because I don't believe it.
In 1969, President Nixon became the first president to attend a regular season NFL game while in office.
Why does that not surprise me? He seems like the guy that's goofing around. There's bills to pass. I'll go watch an NFL game.
Yeah, it's more important.
The Cowboys beat the Redskins 41-28 that game. Sorry,
you didn't see that either?
I was going somewhere, but I can't. The Space Shuttle Atlantis blasted off today from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. It left Earth with 6 astronauts and, quote-unquote, a full load of parts for the International Space Station.
Do you remember, and this was not that long ago, when space travel used to be important? It's like if you were in school and a space shuttle was taking off, they stopped everything and you turned on the TV and watched that?
It was like a national event. Everybody tuned in.
What's happened to our country? I love space.
Nobody cares about them anymore.
Space is cool.
You remember though too, because every kid was like, hey, it was either I'll be a fireman, a policeman, or like an astronaut.
Yeah.
Because everybody watched them. They were on TV. They're celebrities.
Yeah. This is why our country is failing.
Wondering where the world's going. I found a website and an organization called the Institute for Human Continuity.
Continuity?
Maybe.
Okay.
Anyway, one of those words.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, we're making up new words.
But it's an organization trying to preserve the human species because they are full believers of this 2012 stuff.
Oh, that Mayan garbage?
And it's going along with the movie, but they legitimately have members and voted already. The voting took place in counting the votes for the president of the post-2012 world. And they've already done the voting.
Wait, if they think the world's going to end, how do you have a post-world president?
The human race is
going
to end. Oh, well,
they're talking about going into space. They're talking about going into space.
Yeah, I guess they're going to space and everybody really will forget about them because nobody watches anymore.
It's ridiculous. I
know where the world is going. Appreciate it, fellas.
That's all you got?
Yeah, that's it today, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
We should also note that Notre Dame lost over the weekend yet again to Pittsburgh.
Charlie Weiss.
You think the guy's going to get fired?
I think so. But I think that after the season, I think they let him play out the rest of this year.
It's ridiculous. Notre Dame football in the tubes. Another sign that our country is going in a downward spiral.
That's another one of the Patriots coaches that just did not work out, though. I mean, Josh McDaniels is working out right now, but we'll see how that goes. But either way, I ain't... all these Patriots coaches not doing anything.
We're almost time to get out of here. Tomorrow night, Brandon and myself will be at the Holmes Dome. The Buzz is back at ASU. We'll be at the Hive.
I just got a text from the promotions deal. You know how if you sign up, they'll text you and send you emails? I got one of those. It said the Buzz is back. Come to the Hive. Pretty much.
There we go.
It's very basic.
So you and I will come to the Hive. Come watch your Mountaineers take on Lee's McCray as they try and get to 2-1 on the year. If not, Brandon and myself will have the call starting at 7 tomorrow night as we take on Lee's McCray College right down there from Banner Elk.
Not too far away.
Need to get another easy early season win to pad the schedule before things
tougher.
Get tough. Louisville and Arkansas on the schedule for the Apps. Also, Saturday battle for the Old Mountain Jug. We'll have that one as well. But we'll be back on Wednesday before all of that ever gets started. Same time, same station. You miss any show, head on over to sportsoutthewazoo.podomatic.com. Go to iTunes, search Sports Out the Wazoo. You can check us out there as well. For Brandon, myself, Justin, Aaron, Colin, Brian.
We have a full studio audience.
I swear, one of these days I'm putting these guys to work. They just sit around.
All they do is they just watch us. Like we're supposed to entertain them for an hour.
Unbelievable.
Babysitting. Where are their parents?
I hope
their parents in here. I'm done with this babysitting.
I hope you're all entertained. We'll be back on Wednesday. Keep listening right here. Sports Out the Wazoo on 90.5 WASU-FM. Online, WASUrocks.com. From the way.